Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. There's Charles W. Chuck Bryant. I'm Josh Clark. There's Jerry over there. And this is the short stuff where we improve your life for the better.
Yeah, one of our few sort of auto-centric. We don't do this kind of stuff.
No, this is, we leave this to the Car Talk guys. God rest one of their souls. They were great.
Yeah, they were great. And you know, Hodgman always, John Hodgman, our friend, always very sincerely said that he thought we had sort of the most natural rapport since he had heard Click and Clack.
I forgot about that. That is a high compliment.
That is a high compliment.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Hodgman.
Say yeah. Again. So this one's a little ironic because I am so far overdue for an oil change. It's embarrassing.
That's hilarious, man.
It's bad.
I do the opposite. I show up. I'm like, is it time yet?
Really?
They're like, yeah, sure, I guess.
Oh, man. I'm so far behind. And the main reason is because I don't want to go to one of those, I won't mention brands, but one of the no appointment necessary, we can do it in 30 minutes and you're out of here places.
Right, and you have to give them, like, the routing number and your bank account because you owe them so much money when you leave?
No, and it's just, like, you know, there's horror stories of them not really changing your oil and leaving the oil tank empty and not changing your filter. And so it's recommended to not go to those places. So I want to make an appointment with, like, my mechanic. And I just haven't done it in so long.
Man, I know how you feel.
Oh, I got to do it.
Do you have a good mechanic?
Well, not since I've gotten the Honda Pilot, but I imagine I could go to my other sort of standby mechanic, and it's not like I go to the same place, but it's not like my LA mechanic, cause I had an old junker car. Like we knew each other really well.
Oh, gotcha.
Cause I was there a lot. So me and Jimmy were pals, but I'm not pals with my mechanic now. That's why I hesitated when you said, do you have a good mechanic?
And LA is a bit of a drive for an oil change.
Yes.
So, all right, Chuck, well, how do you know you need an oil change? This is my first question. There may be more.
Well, there's a few ways. You mean how do I know right now?
Yes.
Oh, because I am thousands of miles over even the highest recommended limit.
Okay, all right, well, wait a minute. Does your car have one of those oil life indicators?
Yes.
Okay, has it come on yet?
Oh, it came on about 6 months ago.
You need an oil change.
And it says 0% on there, which freaked me out at first because as you will learn right now, everyone, if you have a newer car, there are two lights, one that says, hey, you need an oil change, and one that says you are out of oil or close to it.
Right.
And if you get that second light, you need to stop driving.
Right.
Literally as soon as you can.
That is why I'm really crazy about oil changes now, is I've done that. I've driven until the engine was I'm done. See ya. Thank you for my life. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that means, everyone. I'm not sure if you know. If you drive a car that runs out of oil, sometimes even a mile, your engine is toast.
Yep.
They can't just, like, lube it back up again and get it going.
Yes. I was almost to La Peep for brunch. And I was like, by God, I'm going to go eat brunch first. And I just left my car on the side of the road and walked to La Peep and ate and then walked back and dealt with my car.
That sucks, man.
Remember La Peep?
Sure.
Great place.
Was it worth it? How's that brunch?
Oh, it was totally worth it. It was the last good brunch I ever had. I'm kidding. So we should really specify. You said it, but we really need to make clear. There are two different oil lights in a newer car. One is, hey, it's time for you to go get your oil change. One is pull your car over to the side of the road and stop driving it now.
Yeah, it's really not worth like, oh, I think I can make it.
Right. And the oil system indicator, the one that just says, hey, go get an oil change soon. That's a fairly new thing. And it's because of that new thing that the recommendation of driving or changing your oil after 3,000 miles or every 3 months is gone. That's gone.
Yeah.
Unless you have an older car, it's probably not the case for what you need to do with your oil. You're probably okay to go 5,000, 7,500, 10,000. If you drive a Jaguar the right way, 15,000 is their highest recommended time in between oil changes. So that whole 3,000 miles or 3 months thing, that's gone. But it's not gone. And from what I can tell, from what I'm reading in places like Edmunds, the only reason it's still around is because the auto service industry is keeping it going with everything they've got.
Heck yeah, man.
Because they want that money, baby.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, if you have an old car, and when I had my old Plymouth Valiant, it was the kind of deal where, like, I could tell when I got an oil change.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it drove better.
Right.
And so, modern cars, you know, you can't really tell when you got an oil change. I don't think so, can you? I mean, this is the first newer car I've ever had.
No, you really shouldn't be able to. I think it's a real issue if you can't tell.
I'm going to get my oil changed and then follow up.
There you go.
And let everyone know. But certainly with a tune-up, you can tell.
Yeah, for sure. But with that oil indicator light, what it's doing, Chuck, is it's analyzing how you drive. It's checking the oil, the temperature, all this stuff. It's basically keeping tabs on your oil. And based on all this, it will turn that light on when it's time for you to go get an oil change. So even if you are beyond the mileage of your recommended recommended time between oil changes that you'll find in your owner's manual, if that light hasn't come on, you're still probably good.
Yeah, but I would definitely trust that if you have a newer car, trust that light over that little sticker they put in your window.
That's a big one.
Because they're still saying 3,000 miles.
Right, exactly. So first things first, stop paying any attention to that whatsoever. Unless you are literally related by blood to your mechanic who put that sticker up there, pull it off and throw it away. It is meaningless. It's a sales gimmick. Okay? That's just step one.
Yeah.
Step two is to then go to your owner's manual and look up oil, and it will tell you what the person or the company that made your car recommends, how often you get your oil. And it's not an arbitrary number that they just pull out of the air.
Right.
Usually there's a low one and a high one, say something like 5,000 miles to 7,500 miles. And those numbers depend on how you drive your car, because there's really two ways you can drive your car, normally or severely.
Yeah, mine is severe. It's not that I drive crazy. I drive like a grandma, but I never get on the highway, which is great. I live near where I work and I don't really ever have to go on the highway. I mean, occasionally if I have some weird errand, but my normal everyday driving commute does not involve high-speed travel or highway mileage. And that's where you can get away with going a little bit longer. It might be counterintuitive because you would think that's harder on your car, but it's easier on your car.
It is, because so when oil, like conventional oil, the stuff they pull out of the ground and refine from petroleum, that stuff breaks down over time, and it condenses, water condenses out of it, and that water can mess up your engine, right? It can lead to engine part ruination, I think is the technical term.
Knocks and pings?
Pretty much. So I think that was from Let It Gas.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you drive out on the highway, which is something over like 10 miles at like a highway speed, a distance over 10 miles, you actually get your engine going enough so that it burns off any condensation that might have built up, which is why if you drive on the highway regularly, that's ideal or normal driving. When you drive stop and go, commute kind of traffic, or less than 10 miles just about every time, that's actually, like you were saying, way harder on your car than driving it on the highway because of that condensation that can build up over time. So if you're driving it severely, you want to take that lower number.
Yeah,
and
that's,
go with that.
That's also why when you go to sell a car or buy a car used, someone will usually indicate like highway miles.
Right.
Like higher miles, but highway miles is a lot of times better than lower miles that aren't highway miles.
That's right. So let's take a little break in here, little buddy, and we will come right back and talk a little more about some little oil changes.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because, let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today. So, Chuck, like I said, that oil indicator light is one reason why you want to, or one reason why you can go longer between oil changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's reason one. Another reason is because people stopped opening their owner's manual. So, like,
yeah,
for a very long time, cars have come out where they don't say 3,000 miles or 3 months. That's your oil change place saying that, right?
Yeah.
But also, there's been some pretty big advances in oil technology, too. And actually, the way that they make cars these days has improved tremendously.
Yeah, for sure. Synthetic oil is something that you may or may not use. You may have made that switch. Again, if you read your manual, mm-hmm, they may recommend synthetic oil right off the bat. And it is more expensive, but it is way better than regular oil. Has a lot more benefits. Performance is better just right off the bat. It is better for the environment, which also, by the way, if you're one of those people that's like, no, I'm still going to get it changed every 3,000, even though that's like far too much because mm-hmm, it's just good for the car, it's really not gaining you anything. You're just losing time, money, and it's bad for the environment. You know, oil changes aren't great for the environment.
Yeah, like if America's cars, of all the cars on the road, went from 5 oil changes a year, so every 3 months, to 3 oil changes a year, we would save something like 4.25 million gallons of oil that,
wow,
would be poured out of America's car every year.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's definitely having more of an impact than on just your free time and your wallet.
Right. But synthetic oil is better for the environment. So it depends on who you ask. Like if you ask some experts, car experts might say, yeah, make the switch. If you have a newer car, you should totally make the switch. If you listen to other people, though, they might say that you don't need to switch to synthetic unless your car specifically calls for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know if you tow things a lot, then synthetics can be better.
Mm-hmm.
And it can prolong like the life of your engine. But maybe like if you do trust your mechanic, talk to them and say, hey, what do you think? What do you think about the synthetics?
Right. And they'll be like, why are we talking like that?
Yeah. And they'll say, come over here behind the soda machine.
Right. So synthetics are better for the environment in that they last longer, so there's,
sure,
less being poured out because there's just fewer oil changes. But they're made from chemicals, and they're bad for the environment if you just go dump it in the grass or something.
Oh, well,
too.
Sure, yeah.
So, but I mean, people love to poke holes in that. No, it's not any better for the environment, you dumb hippie.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. So I just wanted to address that so that you wouldn't get ambushed by somebody who talks like that.
Right. I mean, it's not fryer oil.
No, but Chuck, I saw that canola oil is being developed to replace synthetic and conventional, and it actually lasts longer. It breaks down over a longer period of time, and it actually may be more environmentally friendly.
And that would be used as fuel or just as the engine oil?
Engine oil.
Interesting.
Yeah, like canola oil. You just pour some Crisco in there and see what happens.
Yeah, olive oil.
Don't do that. Do not listen to me. I was just kidding just now.
It's like olive oil is a miracle oil. Have they tried that?
It is, right? It breaks down the antioxidants in your engine.
You got anything else?
Not really, man. I think the keys here are this, Chuck. Listen to your oil life light. I know that's not what it's called, but I cannot get the words that it is called together in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And consult your owner's manual. And when they put one of those 3 months or 3,000 mile stickers on, get rid of it. Oh, I do have one other thing, Chuck.
I knew it.
If you are one of those people who drives your car less than 5,000 or 7,500 miles or however much your owner's manual recommends between oil changes a year,
mm-hmm.
you still want to change your oil because you're probably driving it on short trips, so you're driving it severely. So your owner's manual probably recommend a time frame too, and usually that's 6 months.
That may be me, actually.
So you probably just want to change it every 6 months at least because oil does break down over time.
All right.
Okay, so that's the last one. If you want to get in touch with us, send us an email. We're at stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.